Hello guys, and welcome back to the Storytime series. So for today, we're doing things a little different, you know. I was like, we need some spice in this vlog, you know, all that good sauce and all that. Who am I kidding? Where? I was just feeling lazy. And I was not about to type. I was not about to type. And also, I was not about to be inconsistent. No, how? Me, who, why? No. And so I was like, I need to have a post up no matter what. And since I have an early day tomorrow, with tomorrow being Friday, I was like, I need to just send a voice note instead, because if I start typing, I'll definitely take longer, and that means sleeping late. And if I sleep late, tomorrow will just be a downward spiral, and I'm not about to waste tomorrow. Every minute counts, people. Every minute counts. So for today, what I had planned is to have a book review up, and we are going to do that as planned. And the book we are doing, hey people, it's by a Kenyan author. She is called Joan Tatia. She has written two books, two books that I know of. One is Things I Will Tell My Daughter. The other one is I'm Too Pretty to Be Broke and Other Lies You've Been Telling Yourself. And that is the one I'm reviewing. I'm Too Pretty to Be Broke and Other Lies You've Been Telling Yourself. I first encountered this book on YouTube while watching Caroline Mutuku's channel. And she did a book review on this book and of course the other book. And I was like, you know what, this seems like a good book to read. And there was a contact that was listed that one would, if anyone was interested in purchasing the book, you just reach out to that person. And so I reached out to this person, but at that time I was in Mombasa and they were selling the book in Nairobi. And the person was like, oh, you don't worry, if you come to Nairobi, you'll probably even find the book in the streets and all that. I was like, okay, sawa. So I came to Nairobi when I resumed school. And of course, I started hunting for the book. And I found it in the streets of Nairobi, just somewhere up CBD. I mean, if you know me, you know that I suck at knowing places or even giving directions. That is just not my forte. That is not, yeah, that is, that one, Hapana. So I was, just somewhere in Nairobi. I bought the book, but I can tell you the building I saw around where I bought the book. But I won't say it here because I'll be embarrassing myself. But just know, I know the building. I know, I can tell it. So I bought this book, and think it went for like 500 shillings. If I'm not so sure, but I feel like it was about around there. I don't remember well, but should be. And I was like, yes, I have this book finally. And I read this book, and I don't think I've been the same again. I'll never be the same again. Yes. So this book really has some cutting truths. I even think it's a deep book. Guys, this book is deep. I mean, it's deep. This book, also one thing I like about this book is the fact that it is so well arranged. Like you can clearly see her outline. She like has four main topics. Then in the topics, there are some subtopics. Then at the end of it all, there's a summary with nuggets. Now the subtopics from the nuggets. So like at the end, there's like there are those nuggets, and then there's like a short outline about each and every one of them. So it's a pretty good arrangement. That is a plus. Also the cover, I don't think it's bad. Like the cover is really nice. I think she did a good job there. And well, I would really advise people to read this book. I feel like I am more informed on some things, or rather I have accepted some things that I was denying before I read this book, and I think that is really something that anyone who can should. Okay, there's a dog barking, but anyway, I'll still continue because this audio is going up. So among the nuggets that I found very interesting, there's one that deals with womanhood. There's you and womanhood. Of course, you being a woman, there's like you and him, you and money. So for you and womanhood, it basically talks about many things, but one that really caught my attention is the fact really about women, us women, always putting ourselves out there as victims, seeing ourselves as victims of this and that. Yes, sometimes it's true, we have been victims of certain things, we have been in situations where we haven't gotten something, maybe because you're a woman or whatever. I don't know what you have experienced. But you see, the thing is, so long as the narrative is just told by women, or rather, if your forums are just always inviting women only, and we're just there talking about, oh, men are trash, men are dogs, men are always to do what, and men are not on the table, it really becomes a far-fetched idea to think that there'll be any solution found or any progress made. So that I found very informative. Twende kwa kitu kingine. There's something about this, I think it's more of a mental state, and it's about feelings, like not acknowledging your feelings and telling yourself, oh, someone is probably having it worse out there than I am, and all that. Honey, you have to feel whatever you're going through. Never postpone and put off your emotions or whatever you're going through and say that, oh, this person is probably in a worse situation than I am, so I'll just forget about this. How many times will you do that? And at the end of it all, you will become depressed. You will face other mental issues and all that. So no matter what, never underestimate what you're going through. And in as much as people or maybe your friends would think it's something small, and if you tell them that, don't be afraid to actually get even professional help. You can have your own personal psychologist or whatever. It's really, in this day and age, it's not a strange thing to be having therapy or such things. So don't hide your feelings. Acknowledge your feelings. Be in the moment. Feel what you're going through. And after that, you move on, overcome, and become better. Okay? Yes. Another thing also on womanhood, she touched on something that deals with, I think also involves parents in how children are raised. Like for example, if you have a daughter and you see that, oh, she's interested in sciences and the maths and all that, and maybe your son, okay, maybe your son is interested in the same thing, but as a parent, you're like, oh, I'll just pay for my son to do this course instead, and let my girl do, I don't know, whatever other course that you think is befitting of them. That shouldn't happen. And that is a notion that should be struck out of your minds, ladies. And also parents, don't instill those notions on your children, because some things, it's not about womanhood. It's not about, oh, so do your own man, so you can't do this and this. No. People are capable. Equally in most cases, actually. So there's also that aspect. Another thing that she touches on is about kwanza kwa you and him. There's the tea is there. All the tea is poured there. you and him has to be a very, that section, I won't even talk about it. Then there's also the thing of, yes, oh, like, at him, I'm pretty, hence I'm a good catch. I have a great job, so I'm a good catch. Is a lie, my sister, is a big lie. Things like, oh yeah, you know, yeah, being pretty may open doors for you, but brains is what keeps you inside. So you may need to reevaluate your steps if you think that that is all you need to get ahead in life. It doesn't work like that. You need to put effort, you need to put work, you need to go out there, step out of your comfort zone. Don't just, yeah, you're not just a commodity. You're not a commodity. So basically, that, get this book, people. Why get this book? I feel like if I start mentioning everything, I'll just spoil for those who want to read. And so far, generally, my thoughts on this book is that it's really interesting, as I had said. It's very informative. And also, I'm not saying that now this is the holy grail to life. I'm not saying that this book is perfect and that you should just stick to this. As a person, you know, whenever you read, you pick up or pick out the things that you see are making sense or are important to you or are sensible. So that's what you keep doing and see what works for you and adopt that. And if it means that you need to change some things, you also change. But don't just change and become worse or such things. Really just know what works for you and do that. But generally, I would advise someone to read this book. Even the guys, I'd advise you to read this book because, yeah, it can educate you also on what these women think and how to maybe perhaps understand some situations. Like, especially apokwa, you and womanhood, I think there's some things probably guys may need to know about womanhood that will help them interact better with women, whether they're your sibling or your significant other or whatever. Yes, this book would be of help also to you. And with that, if you want to read this book, you can just leave a comment down below. And because I'm not about to start picking based on reasons, I will just go with the first person who will comment and say that they want to read this book. After you comment, I will reach out to you and we'll organize how you'll get the book. And to be honest, since I'm in Mombasa and the book is in Nairobi, it is most definite that you may want to have it as your book for the next month because I'll be in Nairobi from May. So yes, I hope you have enjoyed this. I don't know if it's too long. I don't know if I'm too boring, but well, that is it. That is all I had for today's series. We did a book review. Yes, you can even suggest books that you want me to review. Even if I haven't read them, I will read them and review them for you so that in case you want to purchase it, you can know whether to buy it or just save your coins. Yeah, and oh, by you telling me to read doesn't mean that I'll go and buy the whole book. So nowadays you can get books online very easily. If you have to buy, the pages on Instagram that can sell a PDF to you for like 100 bob. Sometimes if there's an offer, can buy three, get one free, such things. So of course, after you have diligently searched online and there are no free PDFs available or any versions, just go to those Instagram pages. If you want to know what those pages are, just comment, I will reply. I will even send links so that you can go and, you know, hook yourself up and sort yourself with your reading. Yeah, so that is it. Thank you guys for tuning. Thank you for listening. We'll see you again next week. As we do things a little different, who knows, you know, there might be a video next week. Yeah, we'll see how things go. So have a great weekend, guys. See ya.